The Traveler's Journal, September 2nd, contemplating the two faces of tourism. It's a variation on Heisenberg's principle of uncertainty. When travelers flock to a destination, it inevitably changes to accommodate them. Some changes can be considered improvements, others degrade factors which made that someplace desirable to live or visit in the first place. This is not a new development. The world is littered with once popular resort areas whose native attractiveness was overwhelmed by waves of visitors. Preserving places for mass tourism has taken on new urgency in the last 40 years. Fueled by jet travel, superhighways, increasing wealth, and exploding populations, travel and tourism has become the world's largest industry. Witness some modern tourist magnates. Orlando's theme park sprawl has made it the world's busiest travel destination. Once a low-rise, high-end tourist enclave, Cancun is now a high-rise mega-resort, providing cheap trips to the greatest number of people. Las Vegas, Branson, Nevada, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, have become vast amusement centers whose primary attraction is irrelevant to their locations. Adventurous travelers are flocking to remote corners of the planet, hungry to experience new places and people. Residents of those corners are generally hungry for the money and development visitors bring. The future of these places, however, depends on the commitment of tourism entrepreneurs to preserve their essential character. And it also depends on the choices travelers make about where they go and what they do. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.